Where does public opinion stand on all of this? Public policy polling just out with a national survey from a couple of days ago. And we are joined now on the air by Jim Williams from Public Policy Polling, joining us now. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Aaron. Thanks for having me on.
So in the spirit of what I've been focusing on this hour, which has been points of agreement between the two sides, I've been doing this on the state level by talking about some of the bills that the General Assembly passed unanimously that haven't really gotten a lot of press, even though they did pass and got signed into law. From what you're looking at in terms of the survey that got released this week, is there any significant issue that we're talking about in the news right now on which Democrats and Republicans actually do tend to agree, whether or not political leaders do, just sort of members of the general public? Is there an issue on which we kind of all agree?
Yeah, you know, the big one that comes to mind that I probably would have even said even before yesterday, but in light of the shooting yesterday at the congressional baseball practice, we've found consistently in any state that you look at nationally or otherwise, there's widespread support for expanded background checks for gun sales. I mean, that's something that pulls 80, a lot of times close to 90%, no matter where you poll. And of course, that would demand, you know, agreement from Republicans and Democrats and independents. If you're going to see numbers that high, it's exceptionally rare to see agreement on almost any political issue right now. But I would point to that gun issue as one that where people really think there needs to be some common sense change.
Let's turn to the national poll from this week. Again, if you're listening out there and you want to check out all of the numbers, you can get them online at publicpolicypolling.com. As always, there's a lot of numbers to look at. We're not going to be able to get to them all right here, but we'll get to the big ones. The survey focused on Donald Trump's approval rating, obviously the approval rating of Congress, that generic legislative ballot for 2018, the congressional elections, and where public opinion stands on this whole ongoing controversy surrounding James Comey. Obstruction of justice now is an issue, collusion and all of that. Let's start just with President Trump. Where do voters stand with regard to what they think about the president?
Yeah, we found him with just a 40% favorability rating, 54% unfavorable. So he continues to be quite low in that regard. We actually compared him to some other world leaders just to see how he stacked up. Angela Merkel in Germany, she has a net 11 favorability with American voters, 36 to 25. Justin Trudeau in Canada, net 11, 31 to 20. Emmanuel Macron in France, 25 favorable, 18 unfavorable. Even Theresa May, who suffered that setback last week in the UK, she's plus 4 here in America, 27% favorable, 23% unfavorable. Compare that to our leader, President Trump, who is at minus 14, positive 40, negative 54.
Positive 40% approval rating, 54% disapproval. Is that changing at all from month to month?
Not so much. It's ticking lower. It was never that high to begin with, but he seems to be in that high 30, low 40 area, which is never a good place to be.
What about the issues regarding James Comey, the Russian hacking, and now this question of obstruction of justice, which has officially become a thing now with Robert Mueller saying that President Trump is officially under investigation. Where do Americans stand on that?
That's right. And, you know, we conducted this poll before it came out yesterday that it was confirmed by the independent counsel's office that he is under investigation for obstruction of justice. But even before that, in this national poll, we found that 49% of voters say that they think Trump did commit obstruction of justice compared to just 41% who don't think that he did. And I think their willingness to believe that stems a lot from the fact that only 37% of voters say that they think Trump is honest compared to 56% who think that he's not honest. In fact, a majority of voters, 53%, they come right out and they say that they think Donald Trump's a liar compared to just 41% who don't.
Speaking with Jim Williams again, publicpolicypolling.com is the website to find out more on this. Let's turn to the other sort of big issue that's facing the U.S. Senate right now, which is the impending release, potentially at least, of a Senate version of the American Health Care Act, the repeal and replace bill for Obamacare. We don't know exactly what is going to be in that Senate bill yet, but where do voters stand on the drive to repeal and replace Obamacare in general?
Yeah, we find only 24% of voters support the American Health Care Act, that's the replacement bill, to 55% who oppose it. And in fact, the AHCA doesn't even have majority support among Republican voters. Just 42% of Republicans support it, compared to 29% of Republicans who are opposed to it. Voters say they prefer the current Affordable Care Act to the AHCA by a 51-34 margin. And only 35% of voters think that the best path forward on healthcare is to repeal the ACA. 59% think that it should be left in place and improved upon.
Now, we don't know what the AHCA is going to end up actually looking like. We got the rough outlines, but a lot of the specific details, which are extremely important, haven't been quite filled in yet by the Senate. So do we know what specifically it is about the AHCA that's turning voters off? Is there a particular thing?
I think that there's a plural, a number of different things that have come out that were in the House version of the bill. You know, less money for Medicaid, the potential for pre-existing conditions to once again have the ability to deny people health care coverage. Once again, the ability for there to be lifetime caps or on how much an insurance company will pay for your care. These are all things that people thought we had sort of gotten past, I think, with the advent of the Affordable Care Act. And I think a lot of people who are dissatisfied with the status quo and maybe voted for Trump are perhaps a little bit surprised that they're staring down a potential new health care bill that's going to actually take away a lot of these newfound benefits.
And then finally, how is all of this affecting what voters are thinking and planning and feeling excited about with regard to the midterm election coming up, not this November, but next?
Right. Well, what's going on right now, we're finding, is having the effect of firing up Democratic voters for 2018. Democrats lead the generic congressional ballot 50-40. That's when you say, hey, next year, would you vote for a Democrat or a Republican for Congress? And also, among voters who say they're very excited about voting next year, that lead increases among Democrats to 18 points, 57-39. We find that 67% of people that voted for Clinton say they're very excited, compared to only 57% who voted for Trump. In fact, Republicans are only more competitive on the generic ballot overall, thanks to a 52-32 advantage, who say that they aren't excited about voting. So a lot of these people that are pumping up their numbers admit later on that they're not that excited about voting. So if things continue the way they are now, we could be looking at big gains for Democrats next year.
Yeah, give us a sense of what that would translate into in actual sort of seats in Congress terms. What does a 10-point lead in the generic ballot actually mean tangibly?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people have different kind of benchmarks for, like, how big of a generic ballot lead would Democrats need to have to take back the House. And there's a couple of factors that Democrats have to overcome in order to do that. You know, one is just the sheer number of seats that they would need to gain. I think it's 24 to get a majority back in the House. And the other thing, of course, is the way that a lot of these districts are drawn. They've been drawn favorably to Republicans. Republicans have worked hard on that to draw districts that work for them for many years, and it's had the effect of maybe giving them a little handicap in the generic ballot. Maybe they're coming up with more seats than you might otherwise expect based on the raw vote total that they get. I think, you know, a 10-point lead for Democrats might be enough to flip it, but it would be close. Democrats are really going to have to stay motivated and get everybody out next year if they want to take back the House.
Publicpolicypolling.com is the website. Go there and get all of the numbers from this latest national survey, which just came out earlier this week. Jim Williams, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Enjoyed it.